I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice Series. A woman was changing her linens. She had white linens. She had recently checked them. They were clean. But now when she was changing the linens, she realized that there was some red on it. Perhaps it was uterine blood and she would become a Bala Sekesem. She would become Tamei Midrabanan. But it didn't seem to her to be blood. I looked a little off. It seemed that perhaps it was some paint or some marker. It didn't look right to her. But she wasn't certain, and she didn't really have any reason to assume that it could be anything other than her blood. If we would have been around in the time of the Mishnah, we would have done the experiment that our Mishnah tells us. The Mishnah in today's Daf Nidah, Daf Samach Beis, teaches us about this experiment. We call it Ha'avaras Zayin Samamanim. We would pass over 7 different chemicals and try to verify whether this in fact is blood or some non-biological stain. But the Shulchan Aruch and Simcha Tzadi paskins that we are unfamiliar with how to do such an experiment. We are unfamiliar with what those chemicals are and how to perform this experiment, and therefore, where does that leave us? Do we have to be machmir? Do we have to be stringent in such a situation and say, well, since I can't verify that it's not blood, we must assume that it is blood, and therefore she would have to be tamei? Or perhaps we could say that the potential issur over here is only that of rabbinic in nature. It's only a safek rabbanon, and therefore we would say safek rabbanon lekula. We could be lenient because it's only a doubt of an issur rabbanon. And in fact, it's hard to understand. Why wouldn't we say that? Isn't it obvious that over here we should say safek rabbanon lekula? So the Torah Sashlamim, inside of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, quotes from the Levush. And the Torah that is in fact machmir in such a case, he's stringent. And he explains because of a concept called safek chisaron chachma. That means is, in which there's in a situation in which there's a doubt. You don't know what the halach is, you don't know what the status of something is. But the source of your doubt is coming from your lack of wisdom. If we would have been smarter, if we would have been wiser, we would have been able to clarify such a doubt. That's not called a real doubt. If we would have been wiser, and we would be able to know what those chemicals are, we would be able to clarify our doubt over here. True, we don't know whether this stain is a biological stain or not. But we would be able to clarify if only we were wiser, if only we would have been around in the time of the Mishnah, if only we would have been able to know what those 7 chemicals are. And therefore, our doubt is not a real doubt. We wouldn't be able to invoke in such a case Safek Rabbanan Lekula. However, Moshe Feinstein in Shuvah Sigris Moshe argues. He says, in such a circumstance, core of the doubt, that which we are uncertain about, is whether this is uterine blood or non-biological stain. It happens to be that the Mishnah gave us a tool, a way in order to clarify that. But our lack of wisdom isn't on the core of the doubt, but it's a step removed. It's a fascinating idea that Rav Moshe is telling us, that since it's a step removed, our lack of knowledge is only how to perform the experiment. In such a case, that's not called the Safek Chisaron Chachma. The doubt doesn't come from our lack of wisdom, but rather our inability to use the tool necessary to clarify the doubt comes from our lack of wisdom. And in such a case, you could say Safek Rabbanan Lekula. And such a woman, since she honestly has a real doubt that perhaps this isn't uterine blood, but rather some non-biological stain, she could be Mekel, and we wouldn't say that she becomes Tameh.